Are you ready? Let's go. Gather round and listen to stories from all over the world, sparking creativity and desire. Stories that will inspire. Come on, sit down. It's the best podcast in town. Professor Panda with Story Adventures.
Thank you for joining us on our story adventures with me, Professor Panda. We have some good short stories and poetry for you today, scholars. We have some stories about our friend Annabella Miller. We also have a poem about Monday's Child. And how could I forget about our good friend Peter? He likes to eat pumpkins. And our short story today for you, scholars, is a good one. Our dear friend, Scary Boo, is the scariest monster under the bed. We have these adventure scholars to expand our minds and also to get to know ourselves and how to get along with one another. But before we can get into our story adventure scholars, remember we have to do some relaxing. So sit back in your good comfy reading chair. Relax your mind and ease your body into the cushions.And think about five good things that happened to you today. I'll share mine, scholars. I got to play with my cubs today, scholars. We played a little bit of hide and seek, some basketball, and we played Mario Kart, scholars. Oh, it was so fun. Also, I got some chores checked off of my checklist. I did some scrapbooking today, walked down memory lane from when I was a little cub.Most importantly, I got to read some good story adventures today, scholars. Remember, scholars, if you practice this exercise every day, you'll find more good things throughout your day than negative things. So, scholars, let's get to our story adventure.
Arabella Miller, little Arabella Miller, found a hairy caterpillar. First, it crawled upon her mother.Then upon her baby brother. All said, Arabella Miller, take away that caterpillar. Oats and beans and barley grow. Oats and beans and barley grow. Oats and beans and barley grow. Do you or I or anyone know how oats and beans and barley grow?First the farmer sows his seed, then he stands and takes his ease. He stamps his feet and claps his hands and turns around to view the lands. Each peach, pear, plum. Each peach, pear, plum. Out goes Tom Thumb. Tom Thumb won't do. Out goes Betty Blue.Betty Blue won't go, so out goes you. Peter, Peter. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well. Monday's Child. Monday's child is fair of face.Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living. And the child that is born on the Sabbath day is fair and wise and good and gay. Lavender's blue.Lavender's blue, dilly dilly. Lavender's green. When I am king, dilly dilly, you shall be queen.
Scholars, what did you think of those poems? I love to hear works from all over the world, to hear the perspective of people's creativity. Well, scholars, stay with us because we have a short story that's coming up that you can always...Hear more of our content if you subscribe to our channel. Well, scholars, here's our short story.
Scaredy Boo. Under the bed lived a monster. A monster named Scaredy Boo. Boo was afraid of everything. He would have been scared of you. Each night, the other small monsters raced all around the house having fun. Though all the children were sleeping, Boo feared they'd wake up someone. Boo sighed.
I'm frightened of big things, small things, and wiggly things, too.
I'm Little Scaredy Boo Monster. Wouldn't these things scare you? Scaredy Boo didn't like noises, things that went crackle or squeak. Hearing strange whispers and rustles made poor Boo legs get all weak. Late one night, Boo heard loud footsteps.
Help! Something's out there, he said.
Hello, the thing called. You hiding? It peeked at Boo under the bed. Scaredy Boo trembled.
Who are you? I jump when someone shouts Boo. I'm Little Scaredy Boo Monster. Wouldn't you be scared too?
Why are you scared? Smiled the stranger. I'm Spike, a monster like you. Come out and let's play together. Playing's what monsters do. Poor Boo felt ever so worried. He'd never been out before. Nighttime was all dark and scary. Creakety creak creaked the floor.
Come on, Spike called to Boo kindly. Let's play with all these toys.
Shh,
Scaredy whispered.
The children, you'll wake them up with all that noise.
Boo saw a huge black shape looming. Oh, what a horrible sight.
Help!
He cried, diving for cover. There he sat, shaking with fright. Scaredy Boo stuttered.
What is that? I jump when someone shouts Boo. I'm Little Scaredy Boo Monster. Wouldn't you be scared too?
That's just your shadow, Spike told Boo.
Everyone has one. Look, see?
Scaredy Boo felt a little bit silly.
All I was scared of was me?
Help! There's a twitchy thing, Boo gasped. Spike grinned.
It's only a mouse.
Oh, it's quite friendly, Boo giggled.
I like exploring this house.
Scaredy Boo met all of the monsters.
It's so much fun playing, he said. Thank you, Spike. I'm glad you found me. It's lonely under the bed.
Whee! From a bookshelf dropped a spider. Scaredy Boo's fur stood on end.
I still don't like spiders, Boo giggled.
They scare me too, laughed his friend. Boo shouted,
let's play tomorrow. It's so exciting and new.
Shh,
all his monster friends whispered.
You're noisy now, little Boo.
The end.
How did you like our poems and short stories? I hope you learned a lesson in our short stories today, and I hope you relax with our poems. My favorite was Scaredy Boo Monster. He was afraid of everything, but he overcame his fears with the help of his friend. See, when he was hiding under the bed all the time, he was afraid and alone. But with the helping hand of his friends, he learned courage, and he also learned that he doesn't have to be alone and afraid as much. So, scholars, take away the story lesson from us today. When you feel alone and scared, always remember that you're never really alone. Someone out there is waiting to give you a helping hand and help you understand that you don't have to always be afraid and alone. Scholars, I hope you enjoyed the story adventures for us today. I hope you join us next time for more story adventures. For more of our content, just subscribe to our podcast or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. And if you want more Professor Panda, you can always support us by visiting our website. And don't forget, until next time, scholars, continue reading.